Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Former President Trump pleading not guilty to trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Trump appeared in a Washington, D.C. federal courtroom yesterday following his indictment this week. He's facing four counts, including conspiracy to defraud the U.S. The Department of Justice claims the 2021 Capitol riot was fueled by Trump. Trump claims the charges are an attempt by President Biden to interfere with the upcoming presidential election.
This is the persecution of the person that's leading by very, very substantial numbers in the Republican primary and leading Biden by a lot. So if you can't beat him, you persecute him or you prosecute him. We can't let this happen in America.
The first hearing in the case scheduled for August 28th. The man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue has been sentenced to death. A federal jury reached a unanimous decision Wednesday that recommended the death sentence for Robert Bowers, and a judge handed down the sentence yesterday. Bowers convicted in June on more than 60 charges in the 2018 shooting of the Tree of Life synagogue. Job numbers from July come out this morning, and analysts expect them to show 200,000 non-farm positions added. A number of Tesla owners suing the automaker for fraud after a Reuters investigation discovered the company has been inflating the range estimates of its electric vehicles. That suit, filed Wednesday in federal court in California, accuses Tesla of exaggerating the estimated distance a vehicle can go on a single charge. The investigation, citing anonymous sources, found that the order to use algorithms to give better estimates came directly from CEO Elon Musk. This is USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warner Brothers Discovery says the Hollywood writers and actors strikes could be holding up their slate of new movies. The media giant said yesterday it expects members of the Writers Guild and the Screen Actors Guild will return to work in early September. CEO David Zaslav told investors, "We've all got to fight to get this resolved, as the strikes could impact the timing of the film's slate." The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the major studios, including Warner Brothers Discovery, has asked to meet with the Writers Guild today to discuss resuming negotiations. Tomorrow, get some outside time for free.
The National Park Service is waiving entrance fees at all of its sites in celebration of the third anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act. The Park Service is reporting the law is making a big difference in the protection and enjoyment of national parks and other public lands. The fee waiver is tomorrow and only applies to the cost of entry. It does not apply to the fees for camping. With more than 400 national parks in the United States, there's one near you. Now, if you can't make tomorrow's event work, there are two more times this year you can take advantage of the fee-free days. September 23rd for National Public Lands Day, and November 11th for Veterans Day. I'm Lance Pry.
I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, welcome. Bill Martinez here. This is the show that's taking on the institutions. And little did I know that the truth was no longer going to be a defense. It is becoming more an offense. You know, is that amazing to you? And I don't blame you for being frustrated, because this is where we are today. But look, at that should not close the mouths of those of us who are committed to the truth, to pursue it no matter where it leads. Because in the absence of truth, we become very vulnerable. And as what we saw in previous experiences in our country, when the lies were able to reign, it was at a cost of humanity. And, you know, for me, who served this country as a Marine, I got to tell you, this is it's just heart crushing, because it's not only that I think about my kids and my grandkids, but I think about the American citizens that I went in the military to defend, along with my father, who served in World War II, my brother, also a Vietnam era vet, and my other brother, my oldest brother, who was career Air Force. And speaking of which, he graduated from the Naval Academy. Our next guest, also John Guandolo, is a counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, author of Sharia, The Threat to America. And John Guandolo joins us now. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Great to be on with you, Bill.
Well, John, I've always appreciated our connectedness and our passion to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because we know the bottom line is the truth saves people, doesn't it?
It sure does. It absolutely does. And as you're well aware, the mantra that I've operated on for a number of years is, you know, speak truth boldly in love and don't be afraid of the consequences of doing so.
Well, and the fact of the matter is that, look, we've seen this happen time and time again. You know, for those of faith, you know, like us, John, Jesus told us quite clearly that, hey, they persecuted him, they're going to persecute us. Although I think it's interesting, some things that are happening right now in the culture that is countering this movement that the left has been able to get away with. And the truth is coming, you know, to bear witness. And it's very uncomfortable, especially for those that have been languishing in lies for so long. A la, I might say, you know, the Biden crime syndicate, just for one.
Well, right. And what I think is important, at least for people trying to understand, and I'll give you an example. I heard a prominent talk show host in Dallas say yesterday, like, why are they doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would they do this? And then a little bit of, and the answer is they're doing these things even though they do understand. Like, if take one issue, the transgender issue,
mm-hmm.
and you're talking about a very small group, very, very minute group of the population, yet it's being jammed down everyone's throats from all levels of our society.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. This is the key. Number one, why they're doing it? Because it's a line of operation to get to their objective.
Yes.
Number one. Number two is, as you and I have talked about on your radio show and over the years, both the jihadi movement and the communist movement, they want to get leaders of the military, of government, of churches, of businesses, community leaders, elected officials, to do their bidding for them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see successive secretaries of defense, four-star generals and admirals, huge corporations, churches of all different denominations,
mm-hmm.
shoving the tolerance for LGBTQ down people's throats, it's not the communist, card-carrying communists doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's people that if you put them, you know, in a tough situation, said, do you support communism? You don't? Why are you advocating their lines of operation then?
Exactly.
This is how it gets done.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing, as you've actually noted multiple times that we've had these discussions, the one thing that blows this out of the water, and it's combined, is speaking truth courageously.
Exactly.
People willing to speak truth courageously, because those are the, I mean, they're the atomic bombs that blow up these lies.
Yeah.
And that's starting to break through, but we still have a lot of Americans who call them Christian patriots sitting on their butts on their couch.
Yeah. Well, sadly, and apathy is killing us, John, and it makes us more and more vulnerable. You've been a student of this, and you've seen this operation time and again happen overseas whenever even it's been our country who has affected regime change or attempted to affect changes in government. And it's quite ironic, and maybe, you know, kind of as Jeremiah Wright said years ago, well, maybe the chickens have come to roost on America, that we're getting a taste. And I hear this from people from other countries who've been exposed to this kind of operation, you know, by our government. And they're kind of laughing and seeing what's happening here in America. And they say, now, Bill, now you know what it feels like. And, you know, and I think we're all are waking up to the reality that we have nefarious forces within our government, in the colors of our flag, are misrepresenting. You talk about misinformation. They're misrepresenting we the people. And then we wonder, John, I mean, for all the money that we send overseas to support these countries, why they have such a disregard and disrespect and even just out and out hatred for all the good that, you know, we the people think, well, wait a minute, we just gave them, you know, billions of dollars to support, to rebuild their countries. But we don't know the backstory. We don't know what's happening in the shadows and how the nefarious deeds of the CIA and other operations within our government, what they've done to destroy their cultures and their homelands, John. Is that a fair statement to make?
I'd like to put an accent on that. So to your point, like people hating us, even though we're supporting them, and you got to remember, look at where America is today versus 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, our financial situation is almost non-existent. I don't know what the total trillions of dollars in debt we are as of today.
32 and a half trillion.
Yeah, so it's over $32 trillion
trillion.
In debt America right. is. The dollar is not stable. The economy, all the key signs of the economy are not good for the most part over the mm-hmm. last 12 months. And we've got decreased military capability, local and state law enforcement that's been decreased, and a decreased ability to operate. We have a complete lack of understanding in the people that do want to do their jobs inside the government. And as you mentioned, a huge communist and jihadi effort and others that are negatively affecting our ability to do what we need to do and are actually adversarially destroying our ability mm-hmm. to do what we want to do. So that's where we are. And the number of patriots inside the federal government who are in leadership positions is very small.
Yeah,
and without clearly, you can see that by the people willing to speak out.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Guandolo. John is a counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, author of Sharia, The Threat to America. John, it gets back to the question that was asked earlier, is that why is this happening to America? Why is the leadership of America approving and promoting these actions that are killing this constitutional republic?
So the reason that the leadership is the way it is, and the reason that all of these things, and Americans can see it, they're on the rise, this push against the very founding principles of our law and government, the assault on the founders, the assault on our history, the assault on morality, the assault on the truth, which you've talked about quite a bit on your programs. All of that, as well as what our leaders are doing, is the intentional outcome of a 100-year communist movement in the United States and a 60-plus-year Islamic movement in the United States. These two movements, massive movements that are tied at the international and national level down to the local level, have doctrine. They have a strategy for North America and Europe and elsewhere. They have lines of operation to support it. They each have thousands of organizations supporting them. Both have the, what I'll call the traditional media behind them as their primary propaganda arm. Yes. They have much of corporate America behind them. Whether, you know, again, if you pulled out some of these CEOs and boards and say, would you like America to be destroyed? I would think many of them would say, some of them would say, no, I do not. But they're still, again, wittingly or unwittingly, accelerating these movements. Exactly. So you've got all this going on. And over these decades, as we can track back to the 1930s, when the communist movement began going into first Catholic, then non-Catholic Protestant seminaries, going into U.S. and European universities and colleges, then into high schools, the elementary schools, taking over the major unions like teachers unions, labor right. unions, all these things, which push for more government control, a unified point of control, so that now we have a Department of Education.
Right.
Didn't have that until the 1970s. We have a Department of Labor, which is controlled and run by communists. And the AFL-CIO, what do you think that is? Exactly. These major labor unions are communist controlled.
Yeah.
And so these things, until we have either, well, you're not going to get it, the leadership to do something radical, which will never happen. The people, starting at the local level, have to first identify these entities, the banks, the organizations, and the individuals in their communities that are engaged in this. And there are ways, this is what I've done for years, is training communities to do that and flush these turds and these enemies of liberty out of your community lawfully, and then reestablish the founding principles, beginning in elementary schools.
Right.
That's how this has to happen. And if Americans decide this is too hard, I am too busy, then that's fine. Then this all will go away.
Exactly.
And you cannot sit around on your butt and point your finger at Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Mitch McConnell. The finger points at each one of us.
Exactly.
And if you're not doing everything you do within your talent and giftings to push this out and to reestablish liberty under law, then you are the problem. That's how this will be fixed, or it won't be fixed at all.
Well, John, you and I have discussed this, as you've said before, and clearly what you've laid out here, and people need to grasp, they need to get their mind around and understand what's going on. There, over time, has been an establishment of an infrastructure to produce a specific result. The results that we're seeing right now is as the result of what just you lined up, starting with, you know, public education back at the turn of the century and how they came in and then took over labor. And each step, each progressive step more and more has tightened the noose around the throats of we the people, to the point that here we find ourselves. And as you say, look at, you know, it's like good news, bad news. All right. First of all, the good news is, is that we're starting to discover this infrastructure, and that we need to, with a wrecking ball, go and disrupt the whole operation. But just like anything else, just like waking up one day and going, God, I'm 30 pounds overweight. You're not going to lose it overnight. It's going to be a process, and there's going to be a grief to happiness ratio that we go through. It's not going to be easy. It wasn't easy for our founding fathers, but our founding fathers started from scratch against the number one military. In a sense, here we are, we the people, we're not necessarily starting from scratch. We've got history. We've done it before, but it requires courage. It requires a commitment to the truth to hang in there in order to disassemble this infrastructure, because it is well entrenched. I mean, before Donald Trump came into play, we heard little, if nothing at all, about the deep state. But more and more, we're understanding, John, just how deep it is and how nefarious it is. It has nothing to do with the Constitution, has everything to do with this utopian type of government that they have in mind that leads to communism.
That's absolutely right. You just nailed it on the head. That's absolutely right. And I think when people begin digesting that everything happening is the intentional outcome of these well-planned, well-organized efforts, and for decades, the response from the federal government and from all 50 states has been zero, nothing, no real response, no coordinated response. These movements, and first of all, remember, the media and Hollywood make it feel like these movements are like there's no stopping it. Mm-hmm. When in reality, if in communities that I've worked in, where my team has trained communities,
right,
literally within 1 to 3 months, they have taken back all kinds of positions. They've laid the hammer, or at least like held down the bad guys long enough that they can clean up the house.
Yes.
And then the bad guys realize, well, we need to move somewhere else. Well, heck, go move somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because at this point, you can't care about five counties away. Mm-hmm. You have to worry about your neighborhood, your stuff, and make sure the bad guys know, not welcome here. Right. Step in our county and we're going to crush you like a bad cockroach. But right. Americans are still trying to find a softer, gentler way to do this. And there isn't one. There's no way to put your arm around the wolf and make him not bite you.
Well, and the thing is, John, you know, people are talking at times to say, well, we're due for a revolution. It's interesting to hear them say, well, we're going to have a revolution, but I don't want anybody, you know, shooting bullets or anything. Of course, nobody wants that. But when you're in a revolution, you can't control that, can you?
No. And I think the key here is there are ways to do this without violence. Now, I have said publicly, and I've spoken to you about it, I don't see this entire thing getting cleaned up without violence, but not patriots having to initiate violence.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example. I shared with some people in law enforcement, both at the federal, state, and local levels. Mm-hmm. What do you think would happen? Like there was some talk, hey, what if we put the Muslim Brotherhood on the terrorist list?
Yes.
Great. And then you decide to go conduct arrests and search warrants of a handful of the over 3,000 mosques in America that belong to the Muslim Brotherhood.
But I'll tell you what. Let's go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from John Guandolo after this. Stay with us.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement.
No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
News update. Former President Trump pleading not guilty to trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Trump appearing in a Washington, D.C. federal courtroom yesterday following his indictment this week. The man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue has been sentenced to death. A judge handing down that sentence yesterday. Job numbers from July coming out this morning, and analysts expect them to show 200,000 non-farm positions being added. That would be the smallest gain since December of 2020. A number of Tesla owners suing the automaker for fraud after a Reuters investigation discovered the company has been inflating the range estimates of its electric vehicles. The investigation found that the order to use algorithms to give better estimates came directly from CEO Elon Musk. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, along with John Guandolo. John is a counterterrorism expert, national security consultant, and you can connect with him at johnguandolo.com. John, before we went to break, you were sharing with our audience, you know, these threats and how you've been able to handle them and what it takes, you know, for local communities to, you know, ferret these out, because clearly this is our first line of defense, is the local community. And as you and I have discussed before, it happens quite fast on the local side. You know, as you've been reporting, we've had school boards, we've had, you know, mayors and city leaders changed in a matter of one voting cycle, which in some cases, you know, you're talking 1 to 3 months that these changes are happening. Whereas on the federal level, my goodness, we can go through, several national campaigns before we begin to even move the needle in a way that reflects our Constitution, right?
That's right. I mean, I could spend the entire rest of the show going through examples of what local communities have done, and I will share a few, but I want to begin by saying this. It's not enough to merely get a new mayor or get a new school superintendent or get a majority on the school board or the city council or the county council of people who are law-abiding, Constitution-following, adherent patriots. That's good, mm-hmm. not enough. What I have done and what my team does is actually pretty simple. What we do is we show the community here's what the picture actually looks like. Internationally, yeah, but really the United States, your state, your community. Here's mm-hmm. where the bad guys actually are and how they do what they do.
Right.
Once you do that, I liken it to going into a 3D movie. Mm-hmm. Without the glasses on, and you're sitting there 15 minutes, seems like a good movie, but you're not really following. And what I do is I hand you the glasses, and you put them on, and you're like, holy cow.
Yeah, not exactly.
It's creating a comprehensive plan for your community on how to deal with mm-hmm. all of this,
But first starts, though, John, with understanding, what are the threats? What are the dangers that are operating right in front of your eyes? You know, whether we're talking, human sex trafficking, government corruption. It's just amazing. It just seems like this is a pandemic of another sort that is metastasized in just about every zip code of the country.
That's exactly right. And again, in the areas that we have worked, we have seen on the political side, people go through and literally flip precinct chairs, county chairs in a matter of 90 days, like dozens of them, and start taking back big portions of their state doing that. But here's the key, not just that, while simultaneously talking to the colleges and universities in their areas and saying, hey, you've got this group on campus. If you go to the president and say, we want it removed, we represent 15 alumni, most college presidents are going to be like, I don't care.
Yeah,
but
right.
They will care when you talk to the top 5 or 6 donors and they say, hey, you know what? We're not giving another dime till that thing shut down. Well, miraculously, that thing gets shut down.
Exactly.
So it's how do you go after these things, but it's having a comprehensive plan. Honestly, what we do is we show people, here are the bad guys, and we're going to help you build a comprehensive plan within the capabilities, the experiences, the training, the life experiences of your group, and go do it. And it can't be just political. It can't be just dealing with what's in the elementary and junior high schools. It's got to be comprehensive. Because these groups, like people will be like, well, my issue is pro-life. Well, that's great. But did you know, and we've got Planned Parenthood in our community, and that's my focus. Great. Do you know that Planned Parenthood is directly working with the communist groups and the jihadi groups in your community? Well, no. Right. That's why you need a comprehensive plan. Are you aware that these two banks in your community are pouring money and that they meet at these two businesses in your community? So why aren't you publicly ensuring that everyone walking in and out of the business knows that, so the businesses go broke and have to shut down?
Exactly.
So you have to have a comprehensive plan. Mm-hmm. If you try to piecemeal it, or like I like to say, you try to play whack-a-mole, they will create something else and just keep moving. And here's the example that everyone's seen this. People go in before Congress and, Republican patriots will blast them because it makes for good TV, and they walk away flexing their muscles. And the bad guys, whether it's a cabinet secretary or the leader of the FBI, director of the FBI, or someone in the tech community who supported a complete abuse of their authority and infringing on the civil rights or constitutional or unalienable rights of Americans, and they'll take it and they'll walk out and they won't change a thing.
Exactly.
But at the local level, where the rubber meets the road, you can force these people out of the community. You can shut their businesses down. In some cases, when you get the sheriff's office trained and the police trained, they can legally go after them. You can take away their 501c3 status. You can take away their ability to do business in your community. There are all kinds of things you can
right.
do. But you have to actually know who they are and come up with a comprehensive plan.
And, John, you're talking about these things, and, I mean, some people may be hearing this for the first time and going, wow, this is just overwhelming, and there's so many things I didn't realize that we can do it. The reason that you can talk like this is because you've done it, and you can teach them how to do it and empower them, one step at a time. It is a process, because this is the stuff that you didn't learn in school. You've been busy working hard, providing for your family, trusting in your elected officials, and guess what? They took full advantage of your kindness, and they have been serving themselves and not we the people. And it's time for us to take the country back. We have a remedy in our U.S. Constitution to do just that, don't we, John?
We sure do. And, the Constitution, and this is key, cannot be understood outside of the light of the Declaration. Which says all human beings are created in the image of God, that God gives us rights that are inherent to us that no man and no government can take away.
Exactly.
And that while we don't change government for light and transient reasons, these rights are our rights, and we, the people, are the government.
Yeah.
And this is the key, I think, that in going around, and I will say, especially talking to people that identify themselves as Christian patriots,
mm-hmm.
there is a complete lack of understanding of the founding principles that we as a community say, you know, Joe or Sally can represent us either in our local city council or in the state or as a U.S. congressman or senator. And you can do that so long as you do so and you legislate or you lead justly as defined by the declaration that the law of nature and nature's God in the law, Blackstone's commentaries, the law that the founders used at the time they wrote these documents defines those terms, right? Natural law, holy scripture, as the moral foundation for our law. And you can't create any law that violates those principles.
Exactly. Right?
And when you do that, that creates a system that operates in liberty, which creates creativity, which creates prosperity. That's the whole system.
That's our infrastructure. And they have annihilated our infrastructure and replaced it with theirs. And look what's happening. Look what their infrastructure is producing versus the infrastructure of a free people with our history of 247 years. Run them side by side. There's such a clear contrast, and the people need to understand that we've done it before. We can reclaim it, but you know, we need to do this in a strategic manner. And these are the ideas that you have been, you've been teaching communities across the country.
And that way
to keep producing those good things, John.
That's right.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from John Guandolo. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Our conversation with John Guandolo, the former FBI agent and author of Sharia, The Threat to America, will continue in just a moment. But John, to first put a kind of a bow about what we are talking about, here's the bottom line of this. We are in the battle between good and evil, life and death. Godly principles have consistently produced life for everyone who participates in those said principles. Okay. We have a choice. God has given us a choice. We can choose life or we can choose death. Okay. So in this case, the comparison is life with God, without God. And that's really the disingenuousness of these utopian seeking other governments that are out there. Communist, Marxism, you know, Black Lives Matter, just go down the list. It's all the same charade there. It's a godless form of government. And without God, you don't get life. Because as John had said earlier, they don't have the capacity or the ability to create life. You get things like, oh, I guess those shovel-ready jobs weren't so shovel-ready after all, right? If you remember that. I mean, the fact that we are a God-fearing people, and we should be producing God-given results and fruit. But if you're godless, you don't even have a shot. And we're seeing clearly what these godless governments deliver. They deliver pain. They deliver carnage. They deliver waste. There's no creativity. You don't own anything. You're left on your own. And, as long as you're a contributing part of the cog of the government operation, you know, you're kind of okay. But now these governments, what they do, John, is that once you've exercised your usefulness, then they just harvest your body parts, right?
Well, I'd say you just seem to sum it up pretty well, Bill. I think that the key here is, and you just said it, I have a number of people, especially over the last couple of years, have said, now, why would... And then they'll name some people or organizations or corporations. Why would they want to do it? You know, they're in this position of power, authority, because communism brings, and then they explain what communism brings. And they're right. And my answer is because the people in charge, they know what they get out of it. Every communist regime, that top layer of leaders, they're the ones living in the mansions with the cars, and the majority, this huge percentage of the population, are in squalor because they suck the money up through this little tube, goes to a very few people. And so it's a very selfish, evil form of government.
Exactly.
And that's what it is. That's why it is such an evil ideology, is because the outcome is destruction. It doesn't create anything.
Well, it's so scarily emblematic of what we're experiencing in our country today, John, to your exact point. Look who's living high and rich on the hog. I mean, what, the three highest income zip codes in the country surround Washington, D.C. Why is that?
Yeah, the living off the big fat government. That's why I say anybody that, you know, first of all, I think people that say, you know, I'm focused on the 2024 election. Mm-hmm. I would say I think you're focused on the wrong thing. Does it matter who the president is? Of course. A good, strong, patriotic president could take some actions. But you have to remember, if we're just talking the Republicans, because the Democrat Party, which has been for a number of years the communist, the arm of the communist movement in the United States, and I mean that practically. I'm not talking tongue in cheek. But the Republican leadership from Rona McDaniel to Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and George W. Bush and Mitt Romney and all these guys kind of on the way down, they've all demonstrated they are not for the American people, for liberty or for the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And we see that in states across the United States, when true patriots are running for state legislator, for governor, it's the Republican establishment that's the leader in trying to shut them down and crush them. Yeah. So if you think that your ideal candidate, when they become president, they're just going to change everything, just like we saw when Mr. Trump was president, the entire establishment, not just the Democrats, the entire Republican establishment inside his offices, inside his party, were working against him. The whole war, taking back America, has to be done 99% at the local level, or we are losing America, period. Yeah.
It has to be bottom up. I agree. John, we got about 5 minutes left. And, you know, one of the big questions that my audience has had is regarding the lack of credibility and the noted breakdown in credibility of the FBI. You're a former FBI agent. This must grieve you to see what the FBI has become recently.
It does, and I would like to affirm for the people that believe the FBI is failing them, they are. Mm-hmm. But I think your audience, especially your audience, is intelligent enough and well-read enough to already know that. Mm-hmm. Let me just point a few things out as a reminder to everybody. FBI, the former FBI director, James Comey, publicly admitted before he became the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, 20 years ago, almost, that he was a communist.
Yeah.
And that he wasn't sure, his words, where he was politically back then. Well, a guy like that should have been investigated, punted out of the government.
You think?
Never been allowed back in the government. Right. Certainly should have never become the FBI director. Here are a couple key facts for your audience to chew on. The fact that that guy became the FBI director should show you the level of corruption inside our government, even though he publicly admitted he was a communist. You have Director Wray now, who has been caught lying to Congress multiple times about multiple issues, to include the abuse of power by FBI headquarters, by FBI field offices, by the FBI training division that's training agents that flying the Betsy Ross flag, quoting the Bill of Rights, quoting Thomas Jefferson. Those are all indicators of militant violent extremists. They're going after Christian patriots while leaving jihadis and communist organizations alone. The FBI, their own website shows that the three Islamic organizations they work with, those are all Hamas, Muslim Brotherhood organizations. So if you have an FBI who's director, deputy director, and assistant director for counterintelligence, lied to the FISA court multiple times to get a FISA application approved to unlawfully surveil the president of the United States, his family, and his staff. If you need any more information that the FBI is corrupted, then I would say you are as thick as a cinder block and you don't have the capacity to process and discern information. I mean, the FBI is grossly criminally negligent, and their leadership is treasonous.
If they get away with this, and so far they have, if it's not remedied, John, heaven help us. I mean, we're lost at this point. Then they've got total control.
Right. And you see from the leadership of the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, who is completely in support of these policies to go after Christian patriots and regurgitating the communist line of effort that white supremacists are the greatest threat to America, despite all the other evidence on the table.
Right.
And they are using the full authority of the government, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and DHS, to come after people like us and other patriots through all branches of the government. I mean, there's a reason the IRS have audited me 3 years in a row. There's a reason I was on a TSA watch list for 18 months. There's a reason that not just me, many patriots around the country.
Exactly.
Why Donald Trump was impeached twice, despite the fact that no evidence based on the constitutional requirement existed for that to happen. They don't care about the rule of law. They don't care about the Constitution. They are doing what true Stalinists do, and that's what they're doing.
One final question before we wrap up here, John Guandolo. Why are they so afraid of Christians?
Well, that is a great point. If you look back the history of the Soviet communist movement, what was the first thing they did when they went into Christian countries? They went after the Catholic Church because in Europe, for instance, most of the strong Christian communities, the Catholic community, you look at Poland, what they did. You look at these other Eastern Bloc nations that became Soviet controlled. They went after the church. Why? Because the truth always offends people that don't have it. And they know that with truth and with Jesus comes hope. And with hope comes people that are willing to give their lives in service to others.
Amen.
And they know that that is something that's dangerous to the evil that they're perpetuating.
Well, John, we got to wrap up. Remind everybody how they can activate their communities, take advantage of the tools that you can make available to them, and empower them to save this country.
Just go to johnguandolo.com, ask for more information or request the training for your community, and we'll start a conversation. We'll get our team out there to do it.
Well, John Guandolo, thank you. I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you.
John Guandolo, the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, author of Sharia, the Threat to America. Make sure you check out his website, johnguandolo.com. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. And may you be blessed beyond your imagination. Thanks for being with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of